All right, so we are at podcast 45.
Yep.
And David has just upbraided me for not being professional and introducing myself at the beginning. So I'm Esther.
I'm David.
And we're going to be going into a continuity off about the Teen Titans.
And New Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And technically, we're only introducing ourselves because Jeff and Graham on their Wait What podcast at SavageCritic.com made me feel guilty for not having introduced ourselves for, like, you know, 30 episodes. So there, now you know
no
who we are.
No one who doesn't know us is going to listen
exactly.
to this.
And I'm sure we say each other's names at some point during the podcast, at least once a month.
And we're different genders. They can at least refer to us as the guy and the girl.
Yeah. The Marvel and the DC. You know. But all right, so this is another, I guess, what is it, our third themed continuity off?
I think
where
so.
We've got like team versus team. Last time was kind of like cool character for kids of the 90s and cool character for kids of the 2000s. Namor versus Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
Water and water. But yeah,
essential uselessness of water characters.
And this one is basically the foremost teenage teams of Marvel and DC.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, like, I would have thought that the X-Men were the teenage team, but they were, like, in their 30s when Claremont was writing them. Or at least their late 20s, and, you know, mm-hmm. Red is the 30s. But I guess I'll start, since you led last time, with... what's his name? Superboy. I definitely forgot Superboy in like that 30-second span between saying his name and not saying his name. But the New Warriors are... I've got a couple of visual aids. They date from 1989, 1990. That's about when they were introduced, and they became a team in 1990, 91. But it's Firestar, Speedball, Night Thrasher, Namorita, Marvel Boy.
Namorita.
Yeah.
And it gets old.
Basically, the character is known as Nova now, but back when this came out, there was another Nova named Frankie Ray, who was a Herald of Galactus, so he was Kid Nova for a while.
I'm not sure what a Herald of Galactus is.
The person that goes and finds the planets for Galactus to eat. Also, she was basically, like, you know, the Silver Surfer is basically...
Isn't that a bad thing?
Well, she tries to find, like, uninhabited planets.
Mm.
Though, actually, I think Silver Surfer did that. I think she just found planets. She wasn't very good at her
job. That's good enough.
One day I'll tell you about her, because her history is really stupid.
how
she died is actually appalling. But, you know. So.
And I can go with Supergirl, and it'll be the two of us.
And so, Kid Nova was his name. Mm-hmm. And he had a brown costume, which... it's not that attractive. It later
That's more like Kid Brown Dwarf.
Yeah. Later, he got his blue costume back, and it looks a little bit better. So, they were all...
that looks like the Guardian.
Oh, yeah. Same color scheme.
With a little...
red star.
Maple leaf on his head.
They were brought together by Night Thrasher, whose real name is Dwayne Turner?
Dwayne?
Yeah.
Night Thrasher Dwayne.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
And he is basically Black Batman. His parents were killed.
I know, his name is Dwayne.
Yeah, it's a little on the nose. Though Batman never had a skateboard, which Night Thrasher definitely used in his first few appearances.
But Robin did.
Really?
It was the red board. Like his first car was the red bird.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
I'm not. He went after a gang of thugs, and his car was confiscated because he was at boarding school, so he had to just run after them as they skateboarded away, being like, hey!
Oh,
it was like
man.
An episode of Cops, and then he just, like, designed himself the red board so he could skate after them. I'm sorry, go on.
That is mind-blowing. So, Night Thrasher, in his zeal to fight crime, realizes that having a team is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So he has Nova, Marvel Boy, and Firestar in mind as being part of his team.
Mm-hmm.
Firestar, her real name is Angelica Jones. Her dad calls her Angel, and she has microwave powers. Basically, she can shoot and or manipulate heat rays,
mm-hmm.
and they call it microwave powers.
Mm-hmm.
There was a cute bit in her recent one-shot where her dad makes her a sandwich that she can't eat because she's going through chemo. So she's like, oh no, I'll just nuke something from the fridge. And you see her with like a cup and like a metal can, like canned food, and just heating it with her hands and eating out of it. But Nova is basically Green Lantern without like the corny giant boxing gloves. He's part of like the Nova Corps, which is
space police. Then what's the point?
He flies really fast. Okay. Nova the Human Rocket is the part of his name that I keep leaving off. And his name is Richard Rider, and he was like a jock version of Peter Parker.
That they have to change it in Spanish, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they do. Because in Spanish, Nova is no-go.
Yeah.
And Marvel Boy was basically telekinetic, like he could fly, he's got a cape, a dumb costume, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. But the way that they introduce Night Thrasher is Nova had lost his powers. And so on this page in the next three, we're looking at New Warriors number one, he basically just drops Richard Rider off a building. And the last second...
Answer the question.
Yeah. His powers kick back in and he flies up. And he's like, how'd you know that, you know, my powers were going to work? And Night Thrasher's just like, oh, I didn't. And that sets him up as basically being like late 90s, early 2000s Batman, where he's a complete douchebag all the time.
He really is.
So that's his dream team. Mm-hmm. But on their first mission going out to help someone, there are two other heroes who end up in the area. Named Marita, who at that time was in college. Everyone knew she was Namor's cousin or whatever it is she is to Namor. So she was kind of like a minor celebrity. A couple of people recognize her. Mm-hmm. But she was always very environmentally conscious. Mm-hmm. So when someone's discussing like detoxifying like a neighborhood, she's like, so wait, what is this doing for the environment? So that's your Earth Day tie-in, I guess.
Good. Yeah.
And Speedball,
always relevant.
Yeah. Speedball is basically...
Oh, so interesting. Go on.
You know how Beast Boy is like the perennial doofus?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically Speedball. His power is kinetic bubbles. He's surrounded by a bubble field and lets him bounce around and makes his speech bubbles look funny.
So he's like Bouncing Boy on Legion.
Yeah, but not fat. And probably a great deal more effective. There's a bit where Marvel Boy closes him in a telekinetic field and he bounces and all the bubbles like multiply and I guess they're not supercharged but concentrated and it knocks a guy out. But on their first mission they fight Terax the Tamer, who is another Herald of Galactus, and basically he controls Earth. What's the myth with the guy? As long as his feet are touching Earth, he's unbeatable. So Hercules like lifts him into the air.
I have no knowledge of that myth.
I used to know this. Hopefully it wasn't from a comic book, because that'll be really embarrassing. But basically,
I would think it would be embarrassing if it wasn't. I was into Greek myths when I was a kid, and I have never heard of that. So you had to be even more.
But basically, he has a giant axe and the power cosmic, like completely out of these guys' weight class, or at least he should be. So, of course, you know, Night Thrasher gets there and he hits him with his skateboard. And for his trouble, you know, he gets grabbed in the face and tossed at a really spiky car.
Grabbed in the face?
Yeah, like, you've seen him. Look, how else would you describe that?
He's going like this.
Well, he's
like
wearing
on
a mat,
fish on a hook.
I bet if he could, he would. Like, that's grabbed in the face, yeah.
Oh, it's a little eye. Like, oh no!
Like, oh wait, no powers. And so basically, you know, they beat the guy and the Avengers show up and everyone else is like, oh, thank goodness, the Avengers are here. And the Warriors are kind of salty. Captain America says, you seem to have helped the situation here, kids, but the Avengers should take over now. This is after the guy has exploded in the upper atmosphere and is like not a threat at all. And, you know, Marvel Boy is a big Avengers fan.
And then, like, Night Thrasher's like, is there any wonder why I'm such a douche?
Yeah. Like, I kind of got it coming. And so his big speech when they decide to join, Speedball says, hey, we can be like the Legion of Substitute Avengers, which Legion of Superheroes joke. Mm-hmm. And Night Thrasher goes, we don't need the Avengers. Then he thinks, I would have preferred four, but we can do this on our own. We can be a team. We can fight the kinds of crime they never touch. Blah, blah, blah. Are you with me? And then Speedball comes up with the name New Warriors because he saw it on TV. Someone described him like that. And they do all do the touching hands thing. you know, to go signify they're really team. A team. And, like, that's the humble beginnings of the New
like
Warriors.
Batman would never do this.
And he is so Batman. So often. But they had a pretty good history throughout the 90s. They were Mark Bagley and Derek Robertson did most of their art. So, like, the issues looked really good.
Uh-huh.
And they tended to be, like, the younger, hipper version of the Avengers. They fought, you know, gangs, computer crime. There was actually, like, a hate crime issue, which was, like, a really weird tie-in, but actually by Fabian Nicieza, who was doing Azrael.
Mm-hmm.
And he had that one weird issue where it was, like, Israeli Gothamites and Palestinian Gothamites were fighting. He mm-hmm. also did that in New Warriors, like, 15 years ago.
Huh.
But it was always kind
still
of fun.
Still on his mind.
Yeah. Mm. This was the edgy book. You know, people bled. No one cursed because, you know, you're not allowed to curse in Marvel Comics. But people got angry. Like, it was kind of a really fun ride.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, people sometimes dress sexy. Her entire power
oh,
was...
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
People dress sexy in the 90s.
But her entire thing was, I think, fishnets. Turning up the pleasure so far that it actually hurt and that it would make people pass out. And, like, I don't think I got that as a kid, but, like, as an adult, like, you know, oh, that's okay. I probably shouldn't have read that when I was, like, 8 years old. But it was fun. And they eventually faded, like, when the comic industry went bust. You know, they ended up getting canceled, relaunched, mm-hmm. and then canceled again.
Oh.
But in 2004 or so? I believe it was 2004. I couldn't find my trade, but I've got some images from it that I can show you. They relaunched the series as a miniseries,
mm-hmm.
and it was actually... It was a lot of fun. Basically, the New Warriors were reinvented as a reality show.
Huh.
And so there was Night Thrasher, Nova. Namorita at this point had turned blue because that's something Atlantean... Like, Atlanteans are naturally blue.
Mm-hmm.
The white skin of blonde hair is a mutation.
Mm-hmm.
So here she'd gone back to her normal skin tone and had, like, tribal Atlantean markings. And pretty much they were just, like, fighting crime around the United States. And it was written by Zeb Wells, drawn by Scotty Young, and it was, like, honestly fantastic. It's one of my favorite Marvel stories. Because at one point, you know, they fight sentient animals. Another issue has them fighting Virginia Woolf.
That's awesome!
I'm trying to find it now. It's not this one. Oh, yeah, they meet a young girl named Debris, whose power is low-level telekinesis, so, uh-huh. so she can control a lot of really small things at once. And so, hence the name Debris. And is this it?
Give her enough feathers to stuff your windpipe full and
yeah,
be dead.
Exactly. Stuff like that. And here we go. I think it's the next issue where they reveal the evil. So the covers were also all fantastic. So
yeah, those are good.
Einstein, Freud, Virginia Woolf. And basically, they're revealed as robots. And they had been kidnapping animals and using the animals to pilot other robots. And
okay.
like a really wacky story, but then they get into the fighting. And it's like, oh wait, they're evil robots. So Namorita...
oh, that's a great... Okay. That's a great expression panel. Oh, even Night Thrasher looks so surprised.
Yeah. And basically, Einstein is saying, now, fight who you wish... fight who you wish, robots, but only the genius of Albert Einstein is a match for the one they call Speedball. And everyone's like, huh, okay. Because Speedball is basically an idiot. And so, there's a good joke about the Great Lakes Avengers, which are the... Well, when they say the Legion of Substitute Avengers, that's really what they're talking about. It's a crap parody team. So they all fight, they pair off. Einstein versus, you know, Speedball. And Namorita versus Virginia Woolf. And they have a nice, like, quick feminist discussion. And then they end up fighting in lava. Because, you know, that's how these books go.
Yeah.
But it's one of those series where it takes an old idea and makes it a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And like this. This cover is also fantastic.
Yeah.
And, like, it was... As far as reinventions go, it was about as different as Young Justice was from Teen Titans, I think.
Mm-hmm.
To where it's really more about the humor and the interplay between them than about, you know, like, fighting Darkseid.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they...
And the melodrama.
Yeah. I don't think they even fight, like, an actual villain, you know? It's just each other and random people in middle America. And art was great, super cartoony.
That is good art.
And he's actually, Scotty Young's doing the Marvelous Wizard of Oz stuff for Marvel right now, mm-hmm. which are astoundingly good.
Hmm. He's the writer?
Artist.
Artist.
And yeah, just great art. They basically changed Night Thrasher's costume for the better. So yeah. He has like really giant expressive white eyes on like an entirely black mask.
And it looks like, is that a red mouth or?
Like chin guard piece.
No more 90s
yeah.
garters.
And no more and ridiculous
boxy
body
shoulders.
Armor.
Yeah.
One guy's power, Microbe, he can talk to germs. And everyone's like, oh, that's useless, until he actually talks to germs, and he's like, hey, you know, if you guys excite yourself over here, then you can mend our flat tire, and we can get back on the road. And he has his own moment, you know, to, like, shine.
Aww.
But, like, as far as Marvel books, like, this is one I would definitely recommend to someone who's just looking for something new. And, of course, the next story they appeared in right after this was the beginning of Civil War.
Oh, God, they all got killed?
Yeah.
Oh, son of a...
And they actually caused the death of, like, 800 other people, including a bunch of kids.
Okay, you have to not tell me these things.
But they still exist.
Just add it to the continuity off when I've left.
I don't know if I... Like, I don't own a copy of Civil War anymore, and I don't think I even have the pics from it. Yeah, basically, they were on their reality TV thing. And, of course, since it's the big event... You know, they're super serious and, mm-hmm. you know, bad at their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So they fight a guy whose power is exploding, and someone throws him up against a school bus, and he explodes. Yeah. It's about as good as you were thinking.
Yeah.
But the icing on the cake, which...
No.
Yeah,
no
this
icing.
Is hilarious.
Oh, please.
So Take the comic relief character, and he survives because of his kinetic whatevers. But he wakes up with no powers. No, Speedball.
Speedball.
But he wakes up with no powers, and he's basically going to be the fall guy for the entire tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
So give him, like, a 6-issue series to mope and be put on trial and cry all the time, and then reinvent him as Penance, a character who makes a costume that has spikes all on the outside, and then also one spike on the inside for each person who died in the tragedy, so that he's always being hurt and paying penance for what's going on. Yeah. It was kind of
I hate
amazingly
you
terrible.
For telling me it.
The problem,
like,
is...
Not even... I haven't even gotten to disliking what happened.
Yeah.
I just dislike you for making me aware of this.
It was done in such, like, a deadly serious way that every time he appeared, it was, like, darkly funny, but not on purpose. Like, no fan ever took him seriously, basically. So, of course, what's nice about the new Marvel status quo that's coming up after Siege is that he's back to being a normal guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just being Speedball, being the funny ha-ha guy. Because
excellent.
I think Marvel realized midstream, like, oh, wait, this was a really dumb idea. So they've been hinting at, like, his return to form for, like, a year and a half now.
One of those kids died.
Yeah.
Kidding.
Psych, you know.
It turns out killing kids?
Yeah.
Not the fun idea we thought it was going to be.
Who knew?
Mm.
But
and trials.
Yeah.
Everyone loves a superhero on trial.
Trials and funerals.
It's like all the fun of Law and Order.
Man. But the Warriors ended up actually being pretty spread out all across the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel Boy, he became Justice over the course of New Warriors in a mm-hmm. serious story where he killed his father and was put on trial. But he was like, you know, my father was abusive, but what I did was wrong, so I'm going to go to jail willingly. So instead of like...
Wait, that isn't how it goes.
Well, he's...
Did he plead? Because you don't get to decide your sentence one way or another.
I think he ended up pleading.
Okay.
And they sent him to the superhero or supervillain's jail. But because, like, he was a good guy and... I don't want to say a good sport about his dad. But, like, that's what it comes down to. He would help train the guards at the jail.
Mm-hmm.
So when issue opens with them, like, fighting, and they're like, all right, I finally got you. And the guy goes in to get, you know, to hit him in the face and gets blasted into the next county. And he's like, all right, practice is over. You know, I'm going back to my cell.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. See you guys same time next week. But he ended up finally joining the Avengers. Him and Firestar were going to get married, but then something happened to where they never actually did the marriage story. And then later they broke up. Mm-hmm. Kind of a Dick Grayson, Barbara Gordon thing. Mm-hmm. Like, go off and find yourself, and then we'll get married. And then he went off and found himself, and then they didn't get married.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they ended up on various Avengers teams and popping up all over the Marvel Universe. Mm-hmm. And part of Avengers The Initiative is that the New Warriors are still a team. Mm-hmm. The survivors who weren't on the team who exploded, and then like people who believe the New Warriors' cause, were fighting against Norman Osborn and all of his evil Avengers. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So like they've had kind of a decent
career.
What's
the New Warriors' cause, though? Reality TV and blowing up school buses?
Being young and fighting the man. Like, we do what's right because no one else will, and we don't worry about the Avengers or the X-Men or all the other teams that help us out sometimes. But it's nice that they ended up sticking around, mm-hmm. even though, like, they had a serious bump in the trip. Like, it's cool. And they aren't coming back as the New Warriors in the Heroic Age, but the New Warriors characters are going to be part of the, I believe it's Avengers Academy, which is training the new generation of kid heroes. So it worked out pretty well.
Step one, get all school buses out of the way.
Yeah. No
two,
yellow.
Ask if the person you're fighting can blow themselves up.
And his entire, like, before he blew up Stamford, Connecticut, which is the city where Jeff Loeb is from, and it was his idea to blow up the city. Like, I don't even know.
I don't think he's welcome there anymore.
But his entire claim to fame is that somehow he killed Captain Marvel by blowing something up that gave Captain Marvel space cancer and killed him.
I don't even understand who you're talking about right now.
The exploding guy.
I see.
He was a scrub villain, and then suddenly, like, his blowing up power became useful somehow.
So he's like Dr. Light.
Yes.
All right, then.
He's not as bad as Dr. Light.
Kind of tough to say.
Well, he didn't spend,
he did blow up a bunch of kids.
But he didn't spend the next 5 years
city.
Going, like, hey, I'll blow up some more kids if you mess with me, hero. Like Dr. Light did.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I don't even like to see Dr. Light. He's not even a believable villain anymore. No. But yeah, so that's the New Warriors.
All right.
They had a slogan, which, of course, is not in my book, because none of the covers are in this. Wow, the 90s sucked. But it was like, you know, finally a team for the 90s or something like that, and they were bursting out of old Marvel comics. But yeah, your go.
Okay, Teen Titans. I have no idea when they started, and I'm not going to look it up. But what they did start, they started with Robin, mm-hmm. Kid Flash, and Aqualad. Those were the original.
One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah, and they soon found that out, because when they officially started being called the Teen Titans and were in their own book, mm-hmm. they ditched Aqualad for Wonder Girl and Speedy.
That's an improvement, I think.
Yeah. Aqualad, if you remember, his whole thing was, I can swim around fast, except, and I need to be wet all the time, and I'm afraid of fish.
Yeah.
So
just, you know, swimming pools. If we could fight around swimming pools, that would be fantastic.
Yes. yeah, so that was a good transition. They're basically the gee whiz, yay, young hero team.
Mm-hmm.
I think the book got canceled eventually. They weren't especially popular. But then Marv Wolfman started writing them and became... His story is kind of like a lesson to all of us. Do not write good comics. Seriously, because if you do, people will copy them until the end of time. Like,
true.
You do not know what you create when you create a good story. Oh, wait, you do. You create, like, 20 years worth of crap.
Yeah.
Like, Dark Knight Returns? Good story.
Mm-hmm.
And what did it get us? Like, 30 years. Of, I'm Batman.
Yeah.
I don't need you. You're a buffoon. I hate you. Stay away from me. I must be alone.
By the way, Robin, make me a sandwich.
Vengeance. I'm the knight. Like, 30 years of this crap. I'm unbelievably mean to everyone around me for no reason. I'm Batman.
I love your Batman impersonation, by the way. We're going to do an entire show of Esther doing that voice. Just like a Batman monologue.
So, and because Marv Wolfman wrote the Teen Titans, he, well, everyone's a traitor. Mm-hmm. Everyone's a traitor. Even the dog was a traitor.
Oh, yeah. The Wonder Dog, no.
Yes. There is no one so safe that they cannot be a traitor. And this started with the Judas Contract, when the Teen Titans took on Terra, who had basically control over the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Or dirt. Or rocks. Or something. She could toss dirt around, and she did. And Beast Boy sort of started falling in love with her. There were scenes that hinted that she had a really, really bad temper.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally they just came out and say, yeah, she's a traitor. Why? Because with this shadowy character that we now know as Deathstroke. Another reason, like, do not write good stories. Do not create good characters. Because...
Oh, wouldn't Terra also, like, smoke cigarettes and that was a symbol of her being, like, a rebel? Yeah.
But she didn't do it around them, did she?
I've only seen brief panels from the Judas Contract, but I watched the cartoon. It's not quite the same thing.
Which one?
The super anime cartoon.
Teen Titans Go?
Yeah. I love that show. Because, well, no, I'll let you continue.
Okay. So, and it became pretty obvious that Slade and Terra were sexually involved.
Yeah.
Which is kind of risque for the time period, I would think. When was that? 80s?
70s? Early 80s? Because we have the internet, we can...
She was 15, or 16, I think, when she died.
Wow.
And, spoiler. And he had adult sons, so...
So the story
they kind of kept
84.
It. Yeah, they kind of kept it subtle. You couldn't absolutely be sure,
mm-hmm.
But you could be pretty damn sure. So... So eventually she had this explosive temper. She turned on the Titans and, like, turned them over to Slade, who turned them over to Hive, who had a contract out on them.
Yeah.
And...
So was this the beginning of Deathstroke being the main Titans villain?
I think, yeah, that was this... That okay. was when he... Well, actually, no, not really. For reasons that I will get to.
Okay.
So, only Dick Grayson escaped, and finally Deathstroke brought in Dick Grayson, and they somehow all escaped. Partially Beast Boy. Tara was like, "Rah, I hate that you escaped," and basically got so angry that she kind of brought the Earth down on herself. I think Jericho, Joey...
Oh, the guy
Joey
with the bad
Wilson.
Hair.
Yeah, helped them escape.
Okay.
And, who was it? Slade Wilson's wife. Anyway. They all escaped, and they were just like, we've never heard of this guy. What the hell happened?
Yeah.
So, it kind of came out that they had, this other guy had attacked them, I think it's Grant. Mm-hmm. Wilson had attacked them and tried to bring them into Hive. He had accidentally killed himself while trying to take them in. Slade was his father. Yeah. Slade was his father and felt responsible for it, but had this weird code of honor where he's like, since my son died completing a mission, I will complete that mission for him.
Okay.
And technically, since I turned you all over to Hive, that mission was completed, so... I'm out.
The letter.
No hard feelings. And then they had a trial.
Yeah.
At which Beast Boy...
Was this a court trial or like...
It was a court trial.
Okay.
At which Beast Boy like deliberately messed up his testimony. Mm-hmm. So Slade Walton was let go. And
his code name is Deathstroke.
Yes.
Just to be clear.
Yes. I don't know. Was it at that time?
I think it was always Deathstroke.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So at the end, and this is sadly the two things that did not catch on. Mm-hmm. Beast Boy revealed that he deliberately messed everything up so Deathstroke would be let go, and because he was going to kill him for what he did to Terra.
Okay.
And he turned into a giant eagle, and Slade just kind of like wandered. Yes. But this was actually taken seriously at the time. Just
okay.
I'm building up dramatic tension. And Slade Wilson, like, basically walked out unarmed onto the field and just, like, looked at him. Mm-hmm. And he got closer, and you could see, like, Beast Boy being like, fight me, damn you, give me an excuse. And he gets closer and closer and closer. And then he finally, like, veers off at the last second and can't kill him.
Oh.
And Slade Wilson was all like, you know what, do you want to just talk about this? And they actually did. And they went like, a shop... And or like a diner or something.
Yeah.
And they just got coffee, and Slade was like, you know, this is, I knew it was wrong, but you know, it's my son, and I had to do. There are two things I both felt like both were wrong. Mm-hmm. I took one of the wrong options.
That's pretty cool.
You know,
one of my favorite Spider-Man scenes was like that too.
Yeah, and Beast Boy was like, I can't believe you did that. What about Terra? And he actually asked, did you and Terra have sex? And Slade was like, you know, would that change anything for you? Because she was a psychopath, and that's just how she was. I'm sorry, but she never cared about you. She couldn't care about anyone.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, but yes, often.
And, you know, she's not worth you crying about her. Mm-hmm. And, okay, and actually that was when Beast Boy was like, did you have sex? And he's like, really, would that change anything? Beast Boy said no. They both left, and it's like, it was just, I'm tired, I've lost my kid. You should think about hiring or bringing on Joey Jericho for the Titans. His mother raised him, and he's a good kid, okay. Not like Grant.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to leave now. And he left and went into his own series. And so the one thing that didn't take was just, like, the kind of unusual ending where the villain is just like, I'm sorry, this is something I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there, it's kind of human instead of, wah,
yeah, there's no
I love being evil.
If only I had more kids to sacrifice.
Yes. Where's a city? Where's a city that I can nuke? Yeah.
Well, that's fast forwarding to about 20 years later.
Yeah. And the other part was he turned to Beast Boy and he was like, you know, you don't have to be the idiot of the team. You can be as, you were powerful, you can be as good as anyone. Mm-hmm. So just take yourself seriously and all the rest will take you seriously. And that's it. And that didn't take either.
It never does with comic relief.
But everything else... Deathstroke was used in about 100 different series as the evil guy. And Jericho turned out to be a traitor a couple of times. Oh,
Raven,
Dick Grayson,
too, right?
Raven.
When was Dick Grayson the traitor?
Ravager. He turned evil.
Oh, wow.
He became in Deathwing.
Oh, that happened in the comics, too?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I know that from in the cartoon. It was like, have you seen the Teen Titans cartoon?
I've seen a couple episodes. He became Deathwing.
He wasn't called Deathwing.
I just saw the first season where he became like Slade's minion, and it was unbelievably
adorable.
No, it had this weird vibe to it, and I'm sorry, but it did. I'm not just seeing that. The guy was changing clothes in front of Slade. That's just not normal. Even for an evil minion.
See, that's the story arc I know. Like, my experience, most of my experience with Deathstroke are, like, maybe one or two issues with JLA.
But he was called just Slade.
Yeah, they called him Slade because, I guess, Deathstroke's too much for kids. But, like, the way they did the Judas Contract stuff was much better, where he wasn't sleeping with Terra.
Uh-huh.
He was just like, look, you've got power. I can give you more. Work with me. And it kind of made a little bit more sense rather than just like, oh, that chick was crazy. And, like, it was actually kind of touching. Like, it was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
And even him, like, joining Slade was, join me or I'm going to kill all of your friends. I've already beat all of you up, so you know that I can do it. And so Robin kind of took one for the team. Until the team showed, wow, this is your fault.
It was not! It was there! I didn't want to see it. They're in friggin' anime style. I don't want to see that.
Oh, man. So Robin decided to protect his friends.
I know it seems bad now, but trust me, you'll learn to like it in time. Come on!
I don't remember that line, and I'm going to assume that that's embellishment. Oh, and Slade's
voice was... Someone back me up. He said that.
Was it Ron Perlman or Michael Ironside? I think it was Ron Perlman. Either way, like, he had an awesome voice in the cartoon.
He did have an awesome voice.
But yeah, so you were saying Deathwing.
Yeah. Seriously, I looked up, I just Googled Teen Titans Traitors. And it was so many results. The last of which was, number one, Bombshell.
Who?
I think it was in the last year.
Captain Adam lady?
She was a criminal and she got...
Oh, yeah.
She got quantum metal put on her... As a reduction of the sentence, she agreed to be experimented on by the government. She got quantum metal embedded in her skin. She became a group of Deathstrokes. I think it's like Titans East, or one of his I will make a group of evil Titans storyline. One of them. There are so many. And then she lost her powers, and then she went back. She's just like, I have nowhere to go after I've turned on them and everything went south and I'm a criminal and all, even the criminal organization wants to kill me. Oh, crap. Oh, crap. And she went back to the Titans and they actually took her back.
Well...
And, like, they do what... Superboy, traitor, encoded in his genes. Okay? Encoded in his genes. They took him back.
I'm actually more surprised by Bombshell. Apparently,
Bombshell took her back. Jericho took him back twice.
The biggest problem with her is that she's a Captain Atom legacy character.
Like, that's the biggest problem with her, is it?
I can't... Like, the only character more boring than Captain Atom is the Atom. And, like, for him to
the
have
Atom
a legacy...
Was, okay. No, Ryan Choi was
Atom. Was interesting, but not as the Atom. Like, I feel like a guy who shrinks has the lamest power in the history of lame powers. Infectious Lass from Legion of Superheroes is a better power. But yeah, so I guess Traitors has been the driving story of the Titans for like the past 5 years.
And the thing is, okay, when Superboy went evil,
yeah.
That was the same thing as when the Brainiac 5 girl from The Outsiders went evil, and that was a crossover event. So both the current Teen Titans and the former Teen Titans had their matching traitors at the same time.
And they were both super characters.
How is this possible? Like, isn't there anything else you can think to do with a team of superheroes?
That's just unfortunate.
One of you is a traitor. All of us are traitors! You can't betray all of us. Although that would make a great story, where it's like, I've betrayed you. No, I've betrayed you. No, I've betrayed you.
And it's like, wait, we're all working for Deathstroke?
Is anyone here good? So we've just been saving people for the last year and a half? For no reason? Why did we do this? How much money did they sink into this?
Man.
That was good. Okay.
So it looks like the first traitor story in like the
feels
current Titans was in 24. And then probably like once a year after that, someone betrayed someone else.
Yeah.
Because there was Kid Devil who was secretly had made like a deal with the devil.
Neuron.
And was going to go to hell when he turned 18, which, awesome.
But then he lost
like
his... Yeah, that was great. But then he lost his powers, so his... deal with the devil was negated.
Oh, that was fortunate.
And then he died.
Slightly less fortunate.
So you'll feel happy to know that not quite 18-year-old died and went to heaven. But...
So I pulled up the comics.org covers for the Teen Titans while we're here talking. And wow, like, there are so many funerals and just brutality. Death of a Titan. I'm not sure which Titan, it doesn't exactly say.
We're all dead. We're all traitors, and we're all dead.
Oh, actually, I take it back. Donna Troy, actually more boring than Captain Atom.
I'm trying to think who's the most boring one.
Oh, yeah. I think the point when, like, I genuinely stopped liking the Teen Titans was when Robin and Wonder Girl made out on a pile of Superboy corpses. Or clone corpses.
Clone corpses. Come on now.
Yeah, jeez. Martian. Oh, Miss Martian apparently went evil at one point.
Yep. All traitors, even the dog.
So yeah, like once a year.
I'm a traitor. I'm a traitor. I'm a traitor. I'm a traitor. Arf.
Rabbit. Another Titan dies, says another cover.
Death, yeah. And traitors. Death, yeah. And traitors. That's all we got.
Or hang on, this one looks like Titans not betraying each other. Oh, it says Titans together, so I guess this is the new team lineup.
Just before they start betraying each other.
Yeah. Like, Superboy looks pretty angry. I think he's going to turn around and punch Wonder Girl.
I think he already did that.
Yeah, he probably did.
When he was all lexified.
Yeah. But yeah, so what does the Teen Titans have going for it?
I don't know. You're the one who suggested this continuity off. For a while they had Blue Beetle backup. Yeah. No, or wait. That was Blister Gold had Blue Beetle backup. What the hell was I reading?
Titans had the Ravager backup.
Oh, never mind.
Which is about child slavery.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
And drug abuse.
Yeah, that's that's what I want to read.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, at this point, Teen Titans is far more depressing to read than a newspaper and the Amnesty International website combined. It's just so sad.
It's
so gut-wrenchingly sad, and has been for so long.
I'm wondering how it got caught in that cycle, because, like, the 90s at least
I'm telling you, Wolfman,
Justice.
Why must you use your talent for evil?
You know what? When Young Justice ended, that was also with a massacre and a betraying of Titans.
Damn it.
Yeah, I hadn't even realized. But so was there a Titans book while Young Justice was going on?
I just like the... No, I think that Young Justice was a part, and then they reformed as the Teen Titans.
Okay. But then,
and then the adult hero stepped in, and they got in a huge fight with the young superheroes, and then Dick Grayson showed up and was just like, okay, everyone to your corners. And the young heroes were like, if we're going to be heroes, then you have to let us handle our own business. And then they spend the next few years dying and being betrayed.
You know,
the adult heroes were like, can we step in now? Please? Please?
I feel like if they do an issue, like, say, next month, where it's just Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman, and all the Titans sitting in a row, and I'm going, all right, we gave you 5 years. There are 30% less of you now. We are changing the tone of the team.
Let's have a look at your death rate, okay?
Man. I feel like Titans is kind of like Daredevil, where if they do, like, a complete 180 and, like, start doing, like, the happy fun, like, we're going to go beat up, not Dr. Light.
Dr. Light.
You know, some like the Sportsmaster, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like that would probably be good.
Somebody's robbing a bank.
Yeah.
Titans, go!
Yeah. That was one thing I liked about the Teen Titans cartoon is that it's, like, even when it cranked up, like, the angst and, you know, like, Raven being depressed, there were still episodes where Beast Boy and Cyborg end up in Raven's head, and there's, like, the happy, giggly Raven,
yeah,
the depressed Daria Raven, and then, like, the cheerleader Raven.
Yeah.
And they all have different colored costumes, and it's
okay,
funny.
Okay, that
it's
is true. Break. Those are fun ones.
Yeah.
Or where they all suddenly get, like, trapped in Mad Maude.
Yes, those are fantastic.
Like, his mansion, and get sent back to the worst parts of high school.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I feel
good
like
times.
If you're doing a team book, it has to be a funny comic. Like, not, you know, like, you know, Ambush Bug funny or something.
Yeah.
But there have to be, like, jokes and things to break the ice. Like, Young Justice, I feel like, was probably a little bit more funny than it needed.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are several characters you can't use from Young Justice because their names are dumb puns. Like, Fightin' Mad. You know? But, like, with the New Warriors, there was always... they would joke and banter with each other. Speedball mm-hmm. was there to be like the, you know, this guy's way out of our league. Can we just call the Avengers and just kind of chill out? You know? Like, it has to have that core of
yeah.
happiness.
Yes.
Because, I mean, trauma is all well and good, but it only goes so far. Sometimes not very far at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm trying...
I like how every single podcast comes to the same conclusion. Like, we would really like it if comics were happier. We would really, really like it.
Marvel's at least trying.
Yeah.
With their heroic age stuff, it's actually about the heroes winning instead of heroes fighting heroes.
Yeah.
Brightest Day so far is about dead birds and Somali rape pirates.
Dead baby birds.
Yeah, dead baby birds. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not for me. But I think... Like, I feel like DC has the best teen team as far as, like, prestige.
Yeah.
So you've got Kid Batman, Kid Superman, Kid Wonder Woman, and then, you know, all of their friends who have their own non-careers as characters.
Yeah.
And, like, I think you can do a lot with that.
Yeah.
Oh, Young Justice League. Did you see the official announcement of that? They're doing the cartoon. And it's actually called Young Justice League now. And it's, like, the farm team for the Justice League.
Oh, cool.
And it's from the art that you posted months ago. It's basically that exact same thing.
Possibly a year ago.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Arrowette's called Artemis.
Good enough.
Yeah. She was an archer. Like, it works. But basically, DC Animated has been kicking DC Comics' butt.
Yeah.
Kind of overall.
No wonder
Justice
we're turning
League
to TV.
Was better. Teen Titans was better.
Justice League was fantastic.
Yeah. That's one, like, I really... That really should have been the direction of the main Justice League book.
Yeah, like a strong core and then certain heroes subbing in every...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
you've
got
really
your
good.
Big Seven and then, you know, like, the sidekick characters, the guest stars, pretty yeah. much.
Yeah, that the upcoming Justice League book, a part of me wants to see it just to be like, how is this the Justice League?
Kongorilla's in it. You know, like, that's really all you gotta say.
I heard James Robinson talking it up, and it sounded actually quite good the way he was talking, because he was talking about the relationships on the yeah. team, and he wasn't mentioning any overt trauma.
Well, he's actually said, like there's an iFanboy interview that he gave that was pretty funny,
uh-huh.
where it was before Cry for Justice was done, but, like, at the height of everyone hating Cry for Justice. And he's like, yeah, you know, like, I told a lot of stories.
No, I don't think the height of everyone hating Cry for Justice
true.
Happened until the end.
Prior peak.
Yes.
And he basically said, like, you know, I know that the stories haven't been as well received as I was expecting, and I'm proud that I wrote them, but you're looking at a new James Robinson from now on. Oh. And I'm not killing anybody for a year.
That would be nice.
Yeah. But it was really, like, this weirdly apologetic and, like, sheepish interview. So hopefully, you know, it'll be better, but I don't like anyone on that team. I mean, I like Dick Grayson. I think he's doing a cool Batman, but, you know, I don't...
Yeah.
Nah.
See, I like the idea that he and Supergirl are kind of just like a brother-sister team.
Yeah. That could be fun.
And, yeah. All right.
We got to end on a high note.
I feel like you had to cut us off when we were laughing about something earlier then.
Yeah.
Like I said, they always end with and all our continuity offs and with, like, wow, that was a lot more fun back then. And since then, it's just been death and death and death and death and death.
There has to be something. Hold on.
Well, there's the upcoming animated series.
Yeah. Oh, also, Deathstroke in Batman and Robin. That was really good use. Like, probably the best since...
Nightwing was just like, wham!
With the Ivy.
And another one. Wham!
I thought, so, like, one of my biggest problems with Deathstroke is that he just, like, killed an entire city. Like, yeah. Just because, you know. Yeah. And there was no fallout from that.
Yeah.
And so Nightwing finally getting to be the guy that says, like, hey, remember that city I used to live in where all my friends were? I remember them. I'm going to make sure you remember them. That was awesome. Oh, so one thing I forgot about the New Warriors is that Night Thrasher died in Civil War. But he had a brother named...
Tight Thrasher?
I forgot his name. He went by Bandit in the
Evening
old Night
Thrasher.
Days. But basically, the death of his brother made him realize that, like, his life was going in the wrong direction. So he became the new Night Thrasher. Mm-hmm. And they basically write him just like the old Night Thrasher.
Same thing.
Yeah. And that always kind of trips me out when I remember, like, oh, no, wait, Dwayne's dead. This is whoever. What is his name? Oh, I guess they never say his name either. They just call him Night Thrasher.
Freeze.
If only. But, yeah, so that's fun.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the latest Continuity Off. And I'm David.
I'm Esther.
And take that, Jeff and Graham.